Well, a gourmet food store may sell things that might appeal more to the snob in you than somebody who would want to go get something to eat. You know, a delicatessen always has slices of meat and pickles, and I love delicatessen. Whereas gourmet stuff, it's more of a media thing. It's the way they package and sell. Much more expensive, probably, too.
Mm-hmm. Where would they have gourmet food stores around here?
Well, sometimes the only ones I can think of are they're part of department stores, and there are a couple of wine stores that have gourmet food sections and things like that.
What do you call the kind of pork that you used to boil with greens?
I don't know.
Salt cured, it's a
salt pork or something like that. Yeah. I like it, but I can't think of the name of it.
What about when you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that section of meat?
Bacon.
Okay. Would you call that a middling of bacon or a side of bacon?
Side of bacon, I think.
What about the edge that you slice off?
The edge?
Yeah. It's actually the skin of the animal.
Oh, the, I don't know. I've heard that term. I heard it last weekend. We had some. I can't remember.
Do you ever hear meat skin or bacon rind?
Bacon rind, yeah.
Do you eat those?
I would. Yeah, in fact, I think I had some last weekend.
How were they fish? Do you remember?
It was a barbecued pig, whole pig, and, they just cut the skin off and chopped it up and put it on a plate so you could take some if you wanted it.
What do you call the kind of meat that comes in little links?
Sausage.
What different kinds of sausage are there?
Well, it's pork sausage and they're those little sausage patties. I don't know what you call them. Then there's German. Those big German sausages, like knockwurst, and I think they're made with beef,
mm-hmm.
or maybe a mixture of beef and pork.
What do you call a person who kills and sells the meat?
A butcher.
And if meat's been kept too long and doesn't taste right, you say it.
Rotten.
Okay, or it's completely. It's done what?
I was going to say too ripe, but that's not the right word. It's old.
What would you say about a child that always gets his own way?
Spoiled, yeah, I guess so. Of course, I'd think of that as being a term that would apply to food in general.
Mm-hmm. What about if you're specifically talking about butter that was kept too long?
Rancid.
Okay.
That's a great term.
Do you use it for anything besides butter?
I can't think of any other way that I've ever used it.
What inside parts of a hog can people eat?
Well, I guess I've heard of liver. I don't know. I'm not even sure I've ever heard of liver.
Do you ever hear of people eating the intestines?
Yeah, like, I can't remember the name of that food, but,
Do you ever hear of
chitlins?
Have you ever
Yeah.